Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindnesses, tender mercies, and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that his everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that his elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous times. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by his sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God in his unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. Jesus, the precious one. From 1 Peter 2:7, unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Yes, indeed, Jesus is precious. May we join John the Baptist in agreeing that we are unworthy to unloose the straps of his sandals. May we continue to know more of his preciousness and our wretchedness. May we know him as our prophet, priest, and king. May we love him, glorify him, worship him, and work for him. He is of immense and incalculable worth. He is precious. It is sad to say, however, that often our lives are focused on us and not on him. Oh yes, we love Jesus, but we relegate him to responsibilities of making us feel good and of sweeping up after us. But the Lord Jesus didn't come here to make us feel good about ourselves. He came here to be Lord of all and master of everything. To you who believe, he is precious. May I remind you, he is not only our Redeemer, but he is the divine intention in human form. May we be reminded that all things shall be gathered under his headship, and he shall rule everything. Please see Ephesians 1:10. Jesus has a right to be the center of everything, and I mean everything. He is the Lord. It is written that he upholds all things by the word of his power. And by the Lord Jesus Christ, we live and move and have our being. Wow. In Luke 2, we get a glimpse of him as a boy of 12. There we find him amongst the teachers in the temple. The wisdom of the ages poured from their grizzled beards, but they were confounded by the questions of the young boy from Galilee. Yet the Lord Christ was human. Perfectly human. He was in some ways just the same as other boys of his age. If we could travel back in time to his boyhood days in Nazareth, we might hear things like Mary saying, "Yeshua, run for water." Or we might listen as one of the neighbors says, "Look, there goes Yeshua, Mary's boy. He's been a big help to his mother since Joseph died." Or another asks, "Who's that young boy?" The answer comes, "That's Yeshua, Mary's boy. He's so polite." But where is this same Jesus today? Why, he's running the universe, people. Think of it, one of us is in charge. That's Jesus up there. It's not Napoleon. It's not Alexander the Great. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's approachable, and he cares, and he's able to be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He is precious. It's Jesus the Nazarene up there, ruling and reigning and subduing all things unto himself. He is the center of everything. Look at him now, Mary's boy, Jesus of Nazareth, seated in cosmic authority. He is precious. He is everything that is glorious. We can never think highly enough of him or speak well enough concerning him, but let us try, for unto us who believe, he is precious. John Newton was a rough, dirty sailor with a foul mouth and an appetite for filthy living. He hated life, and life hated him. He was captain of a slave ship and eventually became a slave himself. In due course, he escaped and was in a ship that hit an unmerciful storm, and he ended up in the sea crying out, "Lord, save me!" The Lord saved him physically, then saved him spiritually, and made him into a great gospel preacher and hymn writer. He preached for years, and when he was well past his retirement age, he had to have an assistant stand in the pulpit with him on Sundays. He was nearly blind and spoke in whispers, but nothing could keep him from preaching while he still had breath. One Sunday, while delivering his message, he repeated the sentence, "Jesus Christ is precious." His helper whispered to him, "But you have already said that twice." Newton turned to his helper and said loudly, "Yes, I've said it twice, and I'm going to say it again." The stones in the ancient sanctuary fairly shook as the grand old preacher said again, "Jesus Christ is precious." And that's the gospel truth. That was from preacher Miles McKee. Sinner, is your soul now weary from your toil to do commands? Are you laden with the dreary yoke of law and its demands? Hear the call of Christ the Savior. Come to me, I'll give you rest. Come to him for saving favor. Come to him and you'll be blessed. You will find his heart is lowly. He is gentle to console. If you come in faith most holy, he will give rest to your soul. Hear the call of Christ the Savior. Come to me, I'll give you rest. Come to him for saving favor. Come to him and you'll be blessed. A sinner like me. 1 Timothy 1:15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I was once far away from the Savior, and as vile as a sinner could be, I wondered if Christ the Redeemer could save a poor sinner like me. I wandered alone in the darkness, not a ray of the light could I see, and the thought filled my heart with sadness. There's no hope for a sinner like me. But then, in that dark, lonely hour, a voice whispered sweetly to me, saying, "Christ the Redeemer has power to save a poor sinner like me." I listened, and lo, 'twas the Savior that was speaking so kindly to me. I cried, "I am the chief of sinners. Can you save a poor sinner like me?" I then fully trusted in Jesus, and oh, what a joy came to me. My heart was filled with his praises for saving a poor sinner like me. No longer in darkness I'm walking, for the light is now shining on me. And now unto others I'm talking, how he saved a poor sinner like me. And when life's journey is over, and I the dear Savior shall see, I'll praise him forever and ever for saving a sinner like me. That was from Brother C.J. Butler. One message. Our ministry can be summed up in just a few words. We preach Christ crucified. 1 Corinthians 1:23. We have no other goal, no other ambition, no other program, and no other purpose for our existence as a church than this. We preach Christ crucified. The blessed Savior is not an occasional theme of song and sermon. Christ and his finished redemptive work constitute the heart and soul of our ministry. To preach Christ crucified is to preach the whole counsel of God. He is the fulfillment of all Old Testament prophecy, the substance of all the types and pictures, the end of the law for righteousness, the motive for obedience and godly living, the foundation of all relationships, the embodiment of all truth to be known, and the channel of all spiritual blessings that flow to sinners from the throne of Almighty God. With Christ crucified as my subject, I have the message from God, which, if it is blessed of the Holy Spirit, will honor the Father who sent the Savior and bless the Lord's people, feeding their souls with manna from above. Christ crucified is bread to the hungry, pardon to the guilty, clothing to the spiritually naked, rest to the weary, water to the thirsty, liberty to the bondman, cleansing to the defiled, righteousness to the wicked, and peace to the troubled. To those who are spiritually sick, I preach Christ the great physician. To the sorrowful, Christ the comforter. To the sheep, Christ the shepherd. To the fallen, Christ our advocate. To the weak, Christ our strength. To the despairing, Christ our hope. To the lonely, Christ our friend. To the afflicted, Christ our helper. To the trembling, Christ our rock. To those who are far off from God, I preach Christ, the restorer of sinners. To the faint, I preach Christ, our preserver. To the needy, Christ, our provider. And to the bereaved, Christ, our resurrection. If you are a perishing sinner, I preach Christ crucified as the only way into the presence of a holy God. If you lack knowledge of spiritual things, I preach Christ the truth. If you need life from God, I preach Christ the life. Please see John 14:6. We preach Christ crucified, regardless of the message of other churches. No other message is worth preaching except this one, and no other message is worth hearing. No other message will glorify God the Father, and no other message will be honored by God the Spirit for spiritual good. No other message will do poor sinners like you and me any everlasting good, and no other message will prepare us to meet a holy and just God. That was from Preacher Jim Bird of 13th Street Baptist Church, located in Ashland, Kentucky, USA. A short reading from Nahum, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. The Burden of Nineveh, the Book of the Vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth, and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind, and in the storm, in the clouds, and the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea, and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. I find it very interesting, dear brethren, that Nahum, his name in Hebrew means consolation. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu. Bless his name, Baruch Hashem. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcasts, then please go to the website wwcr.com. www.thebrightside.com and get their mailing address to send your donation. Please remember to indicate that it's for the Storm Warning broadcast. Of interest here is that there are hundreds of millions of poor folks around the world that do not have computers, smartphones, laptops, tablets, but they do have old-fashioned, inexpensive radios, and that's how they're able to listen to the everlasting gospel message. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated. In doing so, you are propagating Almighty God's everlasting gospel around the world into the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, the soon-coming Son of Righteousness, rising with healing in his wings unto those that fear him in his holy name. Talk about a glorious future in Christ Jesus, people. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com, and please indicate what country you're from, what life is like where you live, and also I'd be interested in what type of shortwave radio you have, and please tell me the reception, how the reception was on your radio. Friends, if you take 20 or 30 feet of wire and wrap it around your whip antenna and then stretch it out outside, it'll greatly improve your shortwave world band radio reception. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus Christ. Maranatha.